SRN News, I'm John Scott. Today's meeting between American and Russian officials in Saudi Arabia represented a big change in U.S. foreign policy.
In the nearly 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, the United States and Europe have worked to isolate Moscow and stand up against Russian aggression. But President Trump said he trusts Russia's Vladimir Putin, which paved the way for this week's high-level face-to-face talks. The Trump administration's policy shift has rattled Ukraine and Europe, with longtime American allies hoping to have a seat at the table.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. A senior Hamas leader says the terrorist group will release 6 living Israeli hostages on Saturday and the bodies of 4 others on Thursday. These 6 are the last living hostages to be freed under the ceasefire's first phase. Also at SRNnews.com, a polar vortex hitting parts of the country.
Almost 95 million people in parts of the country are under an extreme cold warning or advisory, says National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
Really some of the coldest temperatures of the entire winter season right now across the central United States.
He expects records to be broken with many areas in the single digits or below zero. Orison says the extreme cold continues through at least Friday, with snow in the forecast for the Midwest and Northeast. I'm Julie Walker.
On the economic front, Southwest Airlines eliminating 1,750 jobs, or 15% of its corporate workforce, and the first major layoffs in the company's 53-year history. The Dallas-based airline said that the job cuts would be focused almost entirely on corporate overhead and leadership positions, including senior leadership and directors. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 75 points. The NASDAQ is down 11. This is SRN News. Sports gambling taking its toll.
39 states now allow people to bet on ball games, and 4 more may vote to do so this year. With the surge in gambling has come a surge in the number of people seeking help for gambling addictions, according to a new study from the University of California, San Diego. Clergymen campaigned against legalizing gaming, warning of its ill effects on society, but in most cases they were ignored. Now churches are being called upon to help address addiction. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American school kids are getting more days off now as cities, counties, and states begin recognizing the holidays of minority religious groups. In New York City, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali, celebrated by Hindus in India. Other holidays on the school calendar include Rosh Hashanah, Lunar New Year, and the Muslim Eid al-Fitr. This is SRN News. Mexico says it's awaiting a response from Google to its request that the tech company fully restore the name of Gulf of Mexico to its Google Maps service before filing a lawsuit. President Claudia Sheinbaum shared a letter addressed to her government from Google's vice president and of Government Affairs and Public Policy. It says that Google will not change the policy it outlined after President Trump declared the body of water the Gulf of America. In tech news, there's a new phone that does more folding.
Chinese tech giant Huawei has held a global launch of the industry's first tri-foldable phone. Analysts say it marks a symbolic victory for Huawei amid U.S. tech curbs, but the challenge is over pricing. Durability, supply, and app constraints may limit its success. The Huawei Mate XT will be priced at $3,662.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. More details at SRNnews.com.